Jerry Rose cuts a striking figure at Denver's ongoing protests. He comes to marches wearing his formal army jacket with all his ribbons and medals. Over his shoulder dangles an upside-down American flag, a symbol of the nation in distress.
The way these police have been behaving, any military service member that would behave like this would be in Leavenworth right now.
Rose spent 18 years in the Army and served four combat tours in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Bosnia before getting a medical discharge. He says the protests have given him a new sense of purpose.
And for the first time, as an adult, I'm able to utilize my constitutional rights because I couldn't do it before when I was active duty.
The military code of conduct says service members can't wear their uniforms to protests. They also can't do anything that seems to disrespect the chain of command, including the president. Air Force veteran Leanne Wheeler says those restrictions go away when you leave the service. But by then, many veterans are used to living under them.
I'm sure it's an internal conflict and an internal struggle.
Wheeler is an organizer with the progressive veterans group, Common Defense. She calls having vets take part in protests a game changer.
It does make a difference for those who have served the country to be engaged in this conversation. You can't ignore that service. And we bring it full-throated. We've served. Here's what we understand about the Constitution.
More than 40% of the military's active duty personnel are people of color. As the protests grew, the Pentagon moved some troops into position with their units to back up local police in Washington, D.C. And President Trump threatened to take similar actions nationally.
If a city or a state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Many states, including Colorado, have deployed the National Guard to try to maintain order. But some worry that will only lead to escalation.
What we're afraid of is history repeating itself of something like Kent State Massacre.
Shauna Foster is with the group About Face, post-9/11 veterans who now organize against U.S. militarism at home and abroad. The group is encouraging troops and Guard members to refuse any orders that involve confronting protesters.
To be deployed against your own neighbors, to be using those weapons of war against people, civilians, the military is not really trained for that. We are trained to engage enemy combatants.
Foster says her group has received dozens of calls in recent days from service members worried about being called up against protests. For those who are deployed, they may find familiar uniforms in the crowd. At a recent protest in Colorado Springs, Iraq War veteran Shanika Mosley said she chose to wear her Army dress jacket so those around her would know what she'd done.
You know, I proudly fought for my country, and I just came out here to wear it today to let everybody know I fought for my country and that they're fighting for our country too.
Mosley says these protests against police brutality are about making sure everyone, with a uniform and without, has a voice. I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.